Obama announced today he will drastically scale back his agenda for America after a visit to a Denny's restaurant in Manassas, Virginia, caused him to, quote, completely reconsider what our nation is capable of achieving. In a press... Maybe realize how much I have overestimated the American people. Before we reclaim global leadership, we must first stop eating 6 sausages and a pound of eggs covered in syrup for breakfast, and we must stop leaving the house in sweatpants. Network Washington correspondent Jane Carmichael, who was traveling with the president this morning.
Thanks, Andrea. The president stopped by the Denny's for breakfast en route to a speaking engagement and spent about 35 minutes inside. When he came out, he looked visibly shaken. I spoke to several Denny's customers and employees who witnessed the president's visit.
Well, I told him I had no job, and he asked where I've been looking for one. And I was like, what do I want to work for?
He said something to me about some colleges, something for my kids. But I can barely hear him with this little bitch crying his head off.
They microwaved his food until it was hot all the way through because, you know, he's the president.
Several people noted that Obama looked, quote, real uneasy throughout much of the meal, particularly when he saw a drunk man who was sleeping in a nearby booth sit up and vomit on his chocolate chip pancake and immediately go back to sleep.
Thanks, Jane. And...
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, back from the mountains here on Thursday nights like I do normally as part of the Furious George experience. We like to play underground hip-hop, stuff you probably won't hear anywhere else, and more importantly, weird clips and politically inspiring beats that may make your Thursday night just a little bit more enjoyable. I'm Furious. I've done this for like 10, 11 years, doing micro-powered community-based radio. And I'll be back here in a couple more minutes telling you what you're listening to. If you want to hear more or learn more about what you're listening to, go to wcomfm.org or check it out online at furiousg.blogspot.com. If you like what you're hearing, just, you know, give us a call if you want to. 919-929-9601. We will actually try to take requests. We got a pretty cool library here at the moment. Stick around. We'll be pulling some cool music together and trying to inspire you in many different ways. I'm Furious. See you in a second.
Just too much. look. Well, you better just look. Don't touch, don't touch, look. Just look. Well, you better just look.
MSNBC's own Pat Buchanan making that case in a column published today. And now, the conservative organization Club for Growth has launched a nationwide ad campaign to try to mainstream the idea that reforming health care is a secret plot to kill your grandparents.
That's wrong for America. Life and death medical decisions should be made by patients and doctors, not politicians and bureaucrats. Tell your members of Congress to oppose government-run health care.
Unlike Medicare. For the record, what's being proposed in Washington is not government-run health care. And for the record, the healthcare reform is a secret plot to kill old people conspiracy theory is based on the fact that health legislation being debated now would cover living wills. So if you wanted a living will, the process of getting one would be covered. That provision was introduced into the healthcare debate by Republicans, including Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia. Say no to socialized healthcare. Richest man in the world, a man named David Koch. He and his brother run Koch Industries, the largest privately held oil company in this country, and prolific founders of far-right-wing causes. Middle-class Americans, who also happen to be the 19th richest man in the world. Americans for Prosperity, in turn, runs a group called Patients United Now and Patients First. These groups are currently busing people across the country to, you guessed it, demonstrate against healthcare reform. This is what these groups do. They're experts at fake grassroots campaigns that promote corporate interests. Americans for Prosperity is the group that ginned up anti-stimulus rallies earlier this year. They also organized what they called the Hot Air Tour to campaign against the whole idea of global warming. They were the ones who sent Joe the Plumber around the country to rail against the Employee Free Choice Act, which is pro-labor legislation. This oil industry and Republican operative Millionaires Club is, according to the Republican Party spokesman today, just average middle-class Americans. Just regular American folks sitting around the kitchen table thinking about whether they can get away with saying that the government continuing its long-standing policy of encouraging living wills is really a secret plot to kill old people.
Day and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain. What I need for keeps the silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness, the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Cause day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, day and night. The lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. All alone. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain. What I need for keeps this silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness, the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Day and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain. What I need for keeps this silly game we play.
One other thing about Americans for Prosperity, their most visible spokesman is a man named Tim Phillips. He is the president of the organization, and we've asked him to come on the show to talk with us about the group. Tim Phillips got his start in Fay Grassroots at a firm called Century Strategies, run by Ralph Reed. Century Strategies is famous for having duped Christian groups into lobbying for energy deregulation. You know, like the Bible said, they were doing that at the behest of Century Strategies' client, Enron.
The girl at once don't see no one in view. It seems the feelings that she had her through. Day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. Slow-mo, when the tempo slows up and creates that new. He seems alive though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super cool. The lonely nights, they fade away, he slips into his white Nikes. He smokes a clip and then he's on the way. To free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher. Day and night, I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain. What I need to keep this silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness, the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Cause day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, day and night. The lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, day and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain. What I need for keeps this silly game we play.
Yeah. Hey, I welcome Red State Update. My name's Jackie Brown.
And I'm done laughing, Jackie. Did you know that Barack Obama was not born on U.S. soil and therefore is not legally our president?
Oh, hell, there are plenty of real factual reasons to hate Obama. You ain't got to go out there start making stuff up. Good Lord, you make it sound crazy.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. What? I'm worried about us.
Us?
I've been reviewing the tapes.
What tapes?
I've been watching all the recent Red State updates.
Good Lord, son, what the hell would you put yourself through that for?
Because I'm really worried about us, Jackie. I'm afraid that we haven't properly transitioned into a post-Obama world.
What?
I'm worried that... I have to say it. I'm worried that we're not conservatives anymore, Jackie.
Hell, I ain't.
Look, when we started doing this shit back in 2005, hey, we knew exactly what it meant to be a conservative.
Oh, you're damn right we did. That's right. Love this country, support our troops, respect George W. Bush, and hate Hillary Clinton. Yeah.
Simpler times. So easy back then, Jackie. And we ain't changed, but things have shifted around us. Now our radical liberal enemies are in office. They're the mainstream. And meanwhile, our Republican conservative brethren are shifting further and further to the right of us. Jackie, do you believe that Obama was born in America?
Unfortunately.
Do you believe that Obama hates white people because he's black?
Oh, hell, he don't hate white people because he's black. He hates white people because he's a liberal.
Competing gambling interests as clients. These guys are the pros. This is an industry. Americans are showing up at these events to shout down the discussion and to chase their congressmen, and they are enraged. And they're enraged, at least in part, because they're being riled up by over-the-top, fabricated conspiracy theories about healthcare. And they're being directed and orchestrated by the corporate interests that do this for a living and do it very well. ResetsRally.com is not some organic outgrowth of American anger. This is how corporate America creates the illusion of a grassroots movement to support their own interests. This is what they do. They are professionals. This is an industry. To talk about these town hall events as some organic outpouring of average American folks who have concerns about healthcare is to be willfully blind as to what is really going on, which is professional PR operatives generating exploitative, manufactured, strategically deployed outrage in order to line their own pockets. These PR spinmeisters get paid a lot of money for doing it. The corporations they work for get to kill legislation that would hurt their profits.
Shorty, I could take you there, or we can go to the slums. could take you there. You knew I could take ya. Shorty, I could take you there. Baby girl, I know it's right, but come with me. Take you there, or we can go to the slums where killers get hung. Shorty, I could take you there. You know I could take ya. Shorty, I could take you there. Or we can go to the slums where killers get hung. Shorty, I could take you there. You know I could take ya.
Settings after they're told that healthcare reform is a secret commie plot to kill old people and to mandate sex changes, those real people get more and more and more and more angry and more and more and more alienated. And ultimately, they get left like the rest of us with a healthcare system that is broken and doesn't work in the interest of the American people, but does work in the interest of the corporations that profit from the way the system is now.
Have you been to a tea party? I work for a damn living. I got a job. Have you used the words tyranny or liberty in a sentence today?
I ain't a damn militia. I serve barbecue. How am I going to say that? All I say all day is, hey, here's your change. Put that in your pocket. Now what?
Jackie, I hate to say it, but through no fault of our own, due primarily to the ever-shifting political landscape, you and me, we're moderates.
No. Get it off of me.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to vote for Mitt Romney.
Oh, hell, you say? Maybe I'll just vote for Sarah Palin. Yeah.
Oh, that's good, Jackie. Keep your sense of humor. That's important in these trying times.
Oh, hell, I don't want to be a moderate.
We're gonna have to get over to the fringe.
Oh, hell, I don't want to get on the fringe either.
But the fringe is now the right, and the right is now the moderates, and the loony left is now the Washington elite, and the blue dog Democrats are now, well, I mean, they're still assholes.
see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Realize it me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Recognize it even when I roll up on the club, I'm a flirt. I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me because I'm a flirt.
At the crib, I'm going at it with my baby mother where I live. While the soldiers bleed, the economy recede, and all she wanna watch is reality TV. Went from us to real life, the strange love. Some behavior I couldn't figure the flavor of. Dropped out of charm school when she fell in love with New York. And love money, that's what I'm not made of. I bought a membership to the Celebrity Fit Club to see if I could stand a real chance with this love. It don't make sense the way she tried to turn the G to a J, but need tough love, don't get it mixed up. I was one of them wild boys shooting for size more. She was a little live drawing, watching her eyes born. The best we ever had it going for broke like Eddie Griffin or Danny Bonaducci, but nope, she never listened when I drop a super sweet 16. Daydreaming of becoming Miss Rap Supreme, or maybe making a band, but bring your guns out, sing your lungs out, move out like daddy's girls out of run south. But that's against all odds. Pick up all this mic, come and try to flip your ride. Real is real housewives of Atlanta, yeah, it's real outside. It ain't like an episode of College Hill outside. Whether it be for the love of the payday, or for the love of trying to have a baby for Ray J, the most smartest model on Project Runway. She wanna become more of a living life in a fab lane and change her last name. And since Gotti's way was passing, she watched Salt Pepper and Celeb Rehab Day. That's all she talk about at the cafe. I swear to God, it drove me to drink about half a carafe. My head's so spinning, I'm so through with women. Women watch me run to the real world with dinner and Kim Kardashian moms and Bruce Jenner and 3-6 Mafia show and Jerry Springer, Scott Baio 46 and knocked up. I'd rather see the first 48 are locked up instead of just a nanny 911. I'm trading spouses, extreme makeover. She rearranged the couches now. She keep changing outfits. I'm about to have to get a Dr. Phil to do something about this. The house not fresh, she not top chef. I tell her viva la bam, she tell me not yet. Watching Cribs, looking at shit, she never gonna get. America's best dance crew, she tryna do the step. About to do her like Beyonce and tell her to the left. Truth be told, she about to television me to death. Yo!
Well, to follow up on what you've just said, Dr. Hudson, in your book that you're working on, you say the economy today is really two economies, a productive industrial one that produces the needs of society and a financial superstructure, sometimes called the FIRE sector, finance, insurance, and real estate, that is siphoning income away from workers and industrial capital and working to their detriment by loading them down with ever-increasing debt. Could you explain this a little further?
Me and just some elves. That's all. Last week, one particular story caught my attention.
This next story may just make you sick to your stomach.
Go on.
A South Carolina man busted for having sex with a horse.
You don't see that? And the guy would have gotten away with it too if the horse hadn't bragged about it on Facebook and posted the incident. And posted the incident on YouTube.
Wrap the reins tight around my because when I want to like a cannon. I want to be all over a goat.
Spank rock and the kibbutz.
struck me about the story. One,
this guy apparently last year, just last year, same guy, pleaded guilty to having sex with the same horse.
So it seems to me the real story here is world's most alluring horse. And the second thing that struck me about this story is it happened in South Carolina. Now, we here at the show can't help but notice that South Carolina has taken its rightful place amongst the states that make our lives here at the show easy. Certainly, Florida, with its election debacles and youngster-enjoying congressmen, has enjoyed an exalted place at the comedy table. Certainly, my home state of Jersey, with its gay governors, organ-dealing rabbis. Illinois and Alaska have made their case, but South Carolina has stepped up its game. From its Appalachian Trail-fabricating Patagonian gorp-munching governor, to its colorful, socialist-fearing, Urkel-quoting Senator DeMint, and their more reasonable senator.
He looked like a poster person for the Air Force. You could eat off it. His uniform was immaculate.
But he sure got angry when I tried.
George, I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to WCOM Radio 103.5, Chapel Hill Carborough, LPFM. Do this every Thursday. Stick around for DJ Incognito's up next. In the meantime, here's a little bit to go along with that J Dilla. Here's some Flying Lotus off the album Los Angeles, probably the best album of 2008. I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm furious.